Welcome to a special interview with Oakwood Island co-authors Angela Cormier and Pierre Arsenault. It's great to have you both on the show. I cannot wait to dive into the creative process behind Oakwood Island. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
We're really good. We're happy to be on your show.
Awesome. Great to have you here. So first off, let's get an idea about your relationship. How did you guys meet and how did you guys come to write this book together?
Well, it's a funny story about how we met, actually, because it was through books and our love of books that we met. I don't know if you have that down there. Do you have Kijiji? It's kind of like a Craigslist
website.
And I was looking for Stephen King books for sale, and I answered to an ad and he had some for sale. So I met up with said person, which was Pierre. And we started talking about books and reading and Stephen King. And so that's how the friendship started. And from there, it led on to talking about reading and then writing, how we both had always wanted to write. And it just kind of started all with that one ad for looking for books.
Interesting.
I had bought a box full of books at a flea market, kind of yard sale kind of thing. I'm assuming you guys have those up there as well. Mm-hmm. And I had some extras, so I was looking to, wanted to part ways with them, I guess.
So it was the books that brought you two together from the very get-go.
Yes, exactly. I always found that was a fun story to say how we met as co-writers was actually through books.
Wonderful. Well, Angela, before you met Pierre, were you writing already?
I've always been writing since I was, I'd say, around 12. I wrote a lot as a child. I wrote pretty much mostly poetry and some short stories right up until I met Pierre, but it was always as a hobby. It wasn't, I wasn't serious with it. I wasn't trying to write for others. It was always for myself. And I had never really thought about it because, I don't know, maybe the lack of confidence in my writing or whatever the case may be, I had never really tried to take a real go at it.
That's interesting. Yeah. And How about you, Pierre? What did your relationship with writing look like before you met Angela?
That's an interesting one. As a kid, I was into comic books and stuff like that, and Robert E. Howard and different things, and more the fantasy and stuff like that. And I always wanted to tell stories, but I always imagined it would be through comic books because that's what I was into when I was a young kid. And eventually I just kind of, how life gets in the way and you get busy and you don't take it, you don't really think much about it. And then later on, I started thinking about doing this again, telling stories. About a year before I met Angela, I was dabbling, writing down story ideas, different things. But again, like she said, I wasn't really taking it seriously, because I didn't think I had the skill sets. And when Angela and I met, we started talking about writing, and I guess I inspired her and she inspired me, because we basically both started kind of dabbling in it, and eventually that led to collaborations as well.
That's wonderful. So yeah, just to give the listeners an idea, I am the producer of the audiobook for Oakwood Island, and I'm working with a narrator named Charlie Mitchell, who is reading every single word of this book in the studio that I own called On the Moon Studios. It's been a wonderful experience. And this plot is very, very intricate. I really enjoy kind of navigating through the story. There's kind of, flashbacks, some type of those features in the book. Let's talk about the plot a little bit. How did you guys go about creating that?
Oakwood Island's an interesting story because, like we mentioned earlier, I started off with three short stories that Angela started writing on her own. She had, as if she had like three different storylines going. They were interlinked and they were very great, very fascinating. I absolutely loved them. When we started talking about building this into something bigger and better and like building onto it and turning it into a bigger story, then I guess we just kind of started looking on how to connect things and how to do things and develop, add characters, add different things. And as we kept on working, a lot of it was built piece by piece. And then some of it was linked together afterwards. And then a lot of rewrites and a lot of go back and rethink things. And it was a lot of fun to do. It was one of the most fun projects I've ever done.
Wonderful. Well, me as well, as far as audiobooks are concerned, it's really, really nice listening into this book. I'm on the edge of my seat whenever I'm listening to Charlie Mitchell narrate these stories and bring them to life. You know, he's really embodied the characters and try to really dip into their personality whenever he reads their passages and stuff. So it's really, really coming to life. I can't wait to share it with both of you. It's almost done. And so let's go into the character. Yeah, let's go into the character side of things. What characters really stick out to you guys?
There are so many. we have a lot of characters in this book, and so it's hard to pick just one. But for me personally, Maggie is the heart of Oakwood. And so she's the one character that I really keep close to my heart. I don't want to give away any spoilers or anything, but I guess she's the one that, I wouldn't say that went through the most, but I think that she's the one that kind of, that had to deal with the most emotionally, I guess. And so, yeah, so that's the one that I find that I hold dear.
I find that answer fascinating because if you knew how this came about, you would know that Maggie was the very first character she created. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. she created Maggie at the same time she created Oakwood Island, because mm-hmm. That was Angela's baby. And I'm absolutely in love with some of the characters. Like, I absolutely love Jack. I love Ryan. Jack came about after we started collaborating. Ryan came about from Angela. There's some of these characters that are just so much fun. Some of them bring different elements to it. Burke is a lot of fun, Detective mm-hmm. Burke. There's a lot to be said about this book. There are monsters that are quite a bit of fun too. Mm. A reader will hear that as they're listening to the audiobook.
During the writing of this book, you said you already had some short stories written, and then Pierre came in and helped navigate the ship and really bring together the plot and stuff like that. And you spent a lot of time on the characters and developing those characters. Was there any point where you reached kind of like a writer's block or some kind of challenge?
Okay, I think Pierre wants to answer that one.
Well, the only thing I want to mention is that this book actually took about 5 years to write. We started it. We took a lot of pauses in between. We worked on our own little things, our own little projects. And yeah, we did hit some blocks. Now, whether or not there was creative blocks or just time-wise, not having the time to work on it, that's a different story. I'll let Angela add to that if she wants to.
As far as the creative blocks, I don't think there were any creative blocks, because when we work together, I find that the creativity blossoms. It's almost like I feed off of his strengths, which is the plot building. And, you know, we each have our own strengths. And then like we inspire each other, I guess. So when we work together, the creativity doubles, I find. It was more like Pierre mentioned, it was more the time constraints and our other projects that were going on and work. Like, we do have full-time jobs, or we did at the time. So it was more of a time thing. It was a lot more of the editing process. It took a long time as well, because writing a book is one thing, but then the whole editing part is a whole other process that is timely and... You know, and there was, since there's two of us, you know, we have to check in with the other, right? So it adds that element too, that a single individual writer maybe wouldn't have as much of a time constraint with.
Well, interesting. Another question I had was there any time where like literally Pierre would write a chapter or a passage all himself, and then you would write one all yourself, or was it completely collaborative?
Considering the fact that this book started off as three short stories written by Angela herself, she created Oakwood Island, she wrote those, you could say there was that. There were some parts where we had talked about what we wanted to do or where we wanted to take it, but there are some parts where, yeah, I did sit down and write down a little bit of a sections of pieces of the story, and then pitched it to Angela so that she could read it and, you know, consider, you know, like, this is where I want to take this part of it. And, you know, there were some things like that, but it was a lot of collaboration.
Wonderful. So one other question before we part, what's your favorite writing style? Like when you start to sit down and you start writing, what do you get most excited about when you're writing? Is it the detail elements? Is it conversations? Is it building a background story? Just a couple things, for instance.
For me, it's personally, it's the descriptions. I'm sure you notice if you read it or you listen to it, I describe a lot in my storytelling. Very descriptive. So for me, it's imagining what I'm seeing, what I'm smelling. So it's describing everything that's surrounding the characters. But also, I really like the character's background and trying to show who they are by where they've been. So for me, those are my favorite parts of storytelling or story writing, I guess.
I think as writers, we're still evolving. We always will be. We're still learning what we like and what we don't like and what we want to do. We're still exploring. On side projects I've worked on since, my favorite part is actually building the storyline, the plot lines, developing the characters. That's what I enjoy doing. And I love a story with a lot of characters, a bigger cast, and a lot of things going on. But that's where I'm at now. I may not feel that way in 5 years from now, or it's hard to say. Things develop and change and evolve over time. So, but the best part about this whole book has been working with Angela, because you know, we do work well together, and like she said earlier, we inspire each other, and it does have a big effect on the storylines. I would have never created any of this had she not been the one to give me those seeds with those original short stories and created those parts. So Oakwood Island would have never existed if I was doing it on my own.
And vice versa.
Wonderful. Well, that's really, really great. And thank you so much for sharing some of the back end pieces of Oakwood Island, helping us further understand what we have just experienced, either through the audiobook or the printed version of the book. And perhaps maybe you've read the book while you listen to the audiobook. That's what I did, and it's quite an experience. So is there any plans in the future for Oakwood Island?
Well, that's interesting because actually this is day one of our first week of collaborative meetings for Oakwood Island Book 2. So we're starting this week to work on the second book for Oakwood Island.
The interesting part about Oakwood Island is the way the story was told. Like you said earlier, it's told in flashbacks and in parts where we go back in time and we tell the current time, and we're kind of going to look for that same flavor in the volume two. And yeah, we're starting as we speak here.
Wonderful. Well, I'll pose this question for you guys. Any person that has read this book or has experienced the audiobook and they might have questions, could they reach out to you both?
To have questions for the book? If they have questions for the story, for sure. Definitely. We'll always welcome either comments or questions or anything like that. That's not a problem at all.
Yeah, feedback's welcome. It's always fun to have these kind of conversations. It's always a great time to discuss books, whether it's our own or somebody else's. And so we'd welcome it. Awesome. We won't say that we'll tell them what's coming, because they'll have to read that in the new book.
Wonderful. Well, how could people go about reaching out to you? What's the best way?
So we are on Facebook, and the website, the Facebook link would be under Mysterious Inc. So it's Mysterious and then INK. So if they do a search for Mysterious Inc. and then our names, Angela Cormier or Pierre Arsenault, you can find us on Facebook or by email. There would be Angela, so A-N-G-E-L-L-A, at mysteriousinc.ca. And Pierre can be reached at Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E, at mysteriousinc.ca as well. And there's also the website, mysteriousinc.ca. And that's INK for Inc.
So is there anything else that you guys would like to share with the audience before we part today?
The only thing I'd like to add is that if they love the characters, if they love the settings, that they'll be taking the ferry and going back to Oakwood pretty soon, because we are working on another volume of it. And it's exciting. We're looking forward to it.
And we're looking to answer, because if you've heard the story, there's still questions at the end. So we're working on those answers.
Yeah, some of the cast from this book will be returning for the volume 2. And there will be some stories current day and flashbacks kind of thing again. And like Angela just said, we'll be developing further on some of the things that were in the first volume.
Wonderful. Well, this has been an On the Moon Studios interview for Oakwood Island, working on an audiobook in the studio. Just know, while we're recording this interview, we are in the process of making it right now. So it's very exciting for us, and we can't wait to share it with you guys. And I hope you've enjoyed it. A little past and present there for you. But thank you so much for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Absolutely.